FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
Ah, let's see now. Where am I? Where am I? It's been that kind of a week. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local. No rehearsal. Hope you're all doing fine. I'm in Reno looking at gray skies here, 77 degrees, and there is that red flag warning in effect right now. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, Craig is in Carson City. Hello, Craig. How are you doing?
I am doing well, John. It's an overcast day, but it may keep the temperature down a little bit. But I'm just, hoping not for no thunderstorms, because thunderstorms are radio broadcasters' worst enemy.
This really is perfection. I don't see thunderstorms in the forecast.
I don't either, but they pop up everywhere.
But it's a very thick gray. I was driving in just a half hour ago, and some people had headlights on.
Yeah, my automatic headlights when I was going over to the Galena Creek Bridge kicked on.
Yeah,
automatic. Right. And that's about as open as you can get.
So anyway, when I said, where am I? It's been a heck of a week. I had something to do every night of the week, and we squeezed in two concerts in between all this stuff. Went to see, Toad the Wet Sprocket and Men at Work. They were at Silver Legacy on Tuesday night. And I don't know what... I should make a little list here of concerts. Usually I really enjoy them. I go to them all the time, especially the country ones. But some are just endurance tests, things that really bother me about certain kind of, the concerts that are scheduled to start at 8, but they start at 9:30. Actually, there's a variation of that. This is what I experienced when I went to see Toad the Wet Sprocket. And I'm so hip, aren't I? And Men at Work on Tuesday night is the opening act plays, and then there's 1 hour until the main act or one of the main acts comes up on stage, because ostensibly they have to trade out the concert equipment on the stage. The one group takes their equipment and the new group puts their stuff there. But that took an hour. And, I'm paranoid, right? I think Silver Legacy loves this, because what do people do for an hour when they're sitting there looking at people taking down the stage? They're going to go get a drink. And that's what everybody was doing. And Men at Work, I did not get into it. First off, I think there's only one guy from the original group. That's the main singer. He has his wife on stage dancing and banging a tambourine. There's no tambourine in Men at Work music. I don't like it when they change the hits. Okay, they'll play the hits, but they change them. Like, well, what's that accordion doing there? You're not familiar with how they change it. I don't like that. And every single concert, they come out and they'll play a song first off, and then they'll go, hello, and they'll look at the back of the guitar and then say, Reno. And please, can we put an end to the encore? It's just a gambit, we're all trained to stand up and clap and try to get the band back on stage to play the song that they should have played in the first place. I'm just tired of the encore, and then there's always the, come on, I can't hear you. Are you happy to be, are we going to have fun tonight? Yeah, we're going to have fun tonight. I can't hear you. Everybody, clap your hands. Stand up. Oh, I used to go to a church that did that all the time. They had a band there, and it was stand up for the music. Okay, sit down for the lesson. Their band's playing again. Stand up. Craig is taking this all in. He's taking notes, right? You're not a concert goer? Not anymore.
I'm very selective.
Very selective.
I was stagehand supervisor at the Reno Event Center for 5 years.
Really?
And it made, I saw so many concerts, I got kind of burned out.
Well, I got burned out after just that one Tuesday night, for sure. That was not one of the good ones. I'm sorry. You know, we left halfway through Men at Work. They wouldn't play one hit. All this stuff was weird stuff. And after 40 minutes of this, I said, come on, Kathy, let's go. Now, Kathy and I are different. She'll, no matter how bad something is, and I'm including movies and TV shows too, not just concerts, she won't cut her losses. She stays there like she's waiting for it to be fantastically good after we leave. No, that doesn't happen. I cut my losses. Time is all important. Okay, so yeah, red flag warning. I'll get into that. I'm sorry. I'm all backed up here. I got a note from somebody, and I was reading it this morning. Maybe Craig knows the answer. Can anybody tell me if this is real? I got a note from somebody who was told by a maintenance guy at the marina that the city of Sparks is gassing the squirrels at the marina, killing all of them, which at first bothered me because I like seeing them, you know, on my walks there, you know, and I'm just, it totally puzzled me because the last time I was there feeding the squirrels my unsalted peanuts, this uniformed woman zoomed up to me on a cart and ordered me to stop feeding the squirrels because it's, I don't know, bad for them somehow. And now they're supposedly gassing them. And the reason is, or the reason given in some fashion, is that according to this note, they're a nuisance. Well, too bad. So are some people. Okay.
It's like feeding the bears, John. You don't feed the bears because they know where to get food now, and then they'll come back and bug everybody for it.
I know people who hate squirrels. Usually it's people with big lawns and big gardens and everything. They are supposedly extremely destructive. They're rats with tails, and some people just don't like them at all. They're a nuisance. And, you know, I brought this up to somebody once at Starbucks, and they said they're worse than a nuisance. He goes, well, the squirrels, they do damage. Yeah, and some people do too, okay? That may be an unpopular opinion here about gassing people, but, and he said, and I didn't even know this, he said there are two types of squirrels. There's ground and tree-loving squirrels, and the ground squirrels, they live in the holes. If you go on the marina for the walks, the squirrels live in between the big blocks, the big bricks that they have along the side, the rock wall. They live in the little, you know, cracks in the rock wall. And I think it's adorable. I call them the squirrel condos, and I, you know, bring the peanuts out there. But anyway, the ground squirrels that live in these ground or rock walls, they can be very destructive because they just dig and they dig and they dig. They're actually vermin. They cost ranchers dearly in the damage they cause. You know, your home, squirrels can dig, you know, under your foundation and keep going, and you will see the little piles of dirt next to your house. Now you think, why not just trap them and relocate them? Well, no. Forest Service would be horrified you said that, because it's illegal. They actually made a law. You cannot move a squirrel. No, you can gas them. Okay, you can gas them. You can't move them. Can't feed them, can't move them. No, really, it's against the law to relocate them. And the reason is that they could spread disease to other areas. Well, so do people. Anyway, stop that. So I said to my friend at Starbucks, I said, what about controlling the population of these squirrels? And he goes, well, how do you do that? Are you talking about little squirrel condoms? You going to have Sparks Animal Control come out and explain to all the male squirrels how to use the little, and, you know, he had a point, you know, maybe the blue cities do that, you know, the squirrel condoms. I don't, not Sparks though. And what about the folks who say the animals, the horses, the squirrels, they were here first? You're taking away their land. Well, the way things are now, it doesn't matter what was here first. It only matters what or who is here now, right?
Oh, the squirrels were here first at the marina.
I don't think so. The marina was Helm's Pit. I don't think that was a big squirrel hangout. Actually, you had to go back before Helm's Pit. Was there such a thing before Helm's Pit? I don't think so. I think since the creation of Earth, Helm's Pit has always been there. It just doesn't look like anybody took some good land and turned it into that. Oh, where was I? Anyway, I sure wish we could find a way to solve these issues before killing the squirrels. I'm not saying they're doing it. This is what somebody sent me a note saying. If they are, maybe I'm a doofus. Maybe they're absolutely right. They have to do this. It's destructive and everything like that. So, but I would like to, if you know, we can't move them, I would like to somehow save them. Now, the pooping geese, that's a different story. They can go. But sadly, there's some logic to gassing the squirrels, which I'm told is the most humane way to kill off an animal pest because they don't feel anything. They just go to sleep. Gosh, that sounds good right now, doesn't it? It's not painful. It's not, you know, the poison. Don't give them poison because then the predator will eat the poison. The predator will die. You're killing eagles and things like that. So, I don't know if, I didn't even open the phone screener. Somebody knows if this is true or not, 884-9910, or you can text me too. Got a couple of interesting texts, and we have some fun guests today. Comedian Jackie Fabulous is coming on. She's doing a show tonight at Silver Legacy. And of course, we have Derek on the way. We'll talk health. And me today from now to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm going to run through this red flag warning up next and bring up something else. Or we'll take your call, 884-9910. FM News Talk, time 918.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Yeah, I'll get to that red flag warning next half hour. No, I'll do it now. Red flag warning is on now. I know I made you wait 21 minutes for this. I'm so sorry. Red flag warning is now on. It means gusty winds and low humidity for fire danger. It covers Douglas, Story, Western Lyon, most of Washoe County, including Reno. It's going on now. Sparks, Carson City. It started today at 11 a.m., goes to 11 p.m. All right. Now we have squirrel experts. I do appreciate this. I have so many questions about this. The city of Sparks apparently, according to the note I got, gassing the squirrels at Marina Park. Let's go to Jay calling for Sparks. Jay should know. Hey, Jay, welcome. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, John. Great program. Back in the 80s, we worked with a guy that his 8-year-old son out at Golden Valley approached a squirrel, and he got sick afterwards. He picked it up, and by the time they diagnosed bubonic plague, the 8-year-old died. Now, since then, the ground squirrel is no friend of mine. And my wife walks the marina every morning. And those squirrels, there's so many of them until recently, thank God. So I'm no friend of the squirrels. And also, we got a rat problem near Reed High. And I think that work they're doing on the ditch is bringing those rats and raccoons up our way. And we live maybe a mile away. So just thought I'd share that with you.
You're backing all the anecdotal evidence that I've heard. I've heard from so many people who've lived here a long time. There's never been so many rats here. The theory is that because there was so much construction, it moved the rats to try to find another home. And then they became more visible. As for the squirrels, yeah, you're right, Jay. I'm at fault for the squirrels coming out of the rock wall and running after you. That's all my fault, and me and my unsalted peanuts. That was me doing. But is this true? They are gassing the squirrels. You don't see squirrels anymore at Marina Park. You were there recently.
Yes, there's a few, but not near as many as there has been.
Oh. Well, you're right about the plague. I think we had a case of the plague from a squirrel. Was it 15 some? Was it Tahoe 15 years ago or something? There was one. It's extremely rare, though. What about the case you're talking about? When did that happen and where?
That was back in 86 out at Golden Valley. Mm-hmm. And it was a crying shame with that bubonic plague. And
yeah.
As far as the rats go, those rat traps they sell at Home Depot work beautifully, but watch your fingers. You might lose one.
Oh, they're snappers, right? The snapper?
Oh, boy, they sure are. Yes.
Okay. All right, Jay. So much good information there. Thank you. I'm a squirrel expert now, folks. Let's go to Winston calling also from Sparks. Hey, Winston, I'm glad you called. What do you know, my friend?
Yeah, thank you, John. Great show as usual. But, you know, this whole debacle with the squirrel, and I haven't seen them gas any, but like your last caller, their numbers are obviously down. One thing that no one wanted to mention is the people that are feeding said squirrels. You don't do that because you end up making them very aggressive towards people. So it's a very sad case, and, you know, I wish there would have been a better way to go about it, you know.
Well, I'm blushing here because I fed the squirrels constantly until I was yelled at from the lady on her cart. I was causing a real problem there at the marina. I didn't know that it was bad. No, I mean, geez, back in grandma's time, we fed the squirrels. You take the peanuts out there and unshelled peanuts. And
You think, hey, I'm doing this great thing, but what people innocently don't realize, though, then they expect you to feed them. They get aggressive. It upsets the apple cart, per se. But no, hey, great show. Thanks for bringing this topic up, by the way. Thank you, John.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. You see, Craig, this show has got to change to John Potter's Squirrel Talk. That right there, two calls, 10 minutes, bam. It's hot, I tell you, it's hot. Join KKFT for a special meet and greet and rally with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo next Saturday, August 29th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City. Admission is free. Just bring your ID. 10th term congressman, founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. That is Ohio's Jim Jordan, and also your next congressman, David. Yeah, somebody here knows who's going to win. David Flippo next Saturday at the Sun Ridge Golf Course Clubhouse. And that's going to be great, you know. And then this Tuesday, did you see this news, folks? It's over 2 months till the election, right? Well, election forecaster Nate Silver says Joe Lombardo is 4.5 percentage points ahead of Aaron Ford for the governor's race, 48% to 44%. He bases that on 5 polls that were conducted in July. Then the election forecasting website Race to the White House says Lombardo has gained nearly 12 percentage points in his likelihood of winning from 68% odds to 79% odds. It says Ford has a 20.7 chance of percent chance of becoming the next governor of our state. The Cook Political Report calls it a toss-up. They don't list any of the minor candidates in these polls. So already, this is what I don't like about these. The pollsters and the media are freezing out the minor candidates. And,
oh, well, John, they don't have a chance to begin with.
Maybe not. You're probably right. There are a lot of candidates who don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning, but campaigning in our process is about more than just winning. It's about communicating. It's about speaking truth. And this horse race game that we play of, oh, who is going to win? You know what? We're going to find that out on election day or the next day or or maybe 3 months later, whatever, whenever they want us to know. We're going to find out who won later. But let's find out now what they stand for, what they think. Let's evaluate people, and then maybe will still, you know, vote the way the polls go. But in the conversation and the talk and the debate now, I mean, look, we're over 2 months away from Election Day, and all you want to talk about in these articles is who's going to win. I mean, let's just focus on where they stand and what they want to do. I want to know. You should want to know. It may be, you know, new perspectives to look at things. I think the horse race should be on Election Day and Election Day only. Now is the time to hear them out. And if you don't think they have the right answer, then you know who to vote for. So that goes along with this. Go see Jim Jordan and David Filippo next Saturday and hear them out. August 29th, it's free, 3 to 4:30 p.m. Sunridge Golf Course. I'm John Potter, live and local. We have Fox News next and local news with Greg Neft after that. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Boy, everybody I talk to has had a heck of a week. It's not over yet. I did a speech two nights ago in Carson City. Hey, Derek Lee, how you doing?
Great, John. How are you?
And those people were great. It was a wonderful speech. I whipped up there and got great reaction. It was mainly an older crowd. But it's a funny thing. You know, we're talking older people here in the brain. After the speech, you know, I get people come up to me and they say, well, I'd like to get your phone number. We'd like to have you come out and talk to my club. Or, hey, John, I want to send you this article. Can I do that? So we're outside after the speech at the Brewery Out Center, and the guy has his business card in his phone.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see these? Uh-huh. The phone has, it's not like a picture of a business. It's the actual business card on his phone. And we were standing there in a parking lot trying to figure out how to move the business card in his phone to my phone. And both of us, we just could not figure this thing out. I said, well, let me see. I could take a picture of your screen.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
So anyway, this kind of segs into brainhealthformulas.com. You have to offer a product to solve this problem, Derek. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Your lab and store is in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnology, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Open today?
No, not today.
Okay. You're a busy, busy, busy man. But yeah. You're open on what, Monday?
Monday through Friday, yep.
All right, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. You can go in and check out the products. But first and foremost, it's the Bioresonance Biofeedback Scanner. You have what, two of them there?
We have two, yes.
Now, you offered, last time you were here,
yep.
You offered the Bioresonance Biofeedback Scanner, scanning and printing 9 body parts for parasites, bacteria, candida, fungus, mold, virus, and more for only $60. You introduced it last Saturday. How was the first week?
Good. We got lots of responses, lots of people calling. We had maybe a dozen people come in, do that scan. And people are always surprised by how many different microorganisms, including fungus, mold, candida, parasites, viruses, how many of these things are actually affecting our daily life. And so it's overwhelming because of how many things are actually affecting us.
Everybody has parasites, but some people have a lot more and in worse places. Is that right?
It's more or less. Everyone has them, and most of the time they're microscopic. And so they don't show up on a blood test. They don't show up in a stool test, because those are on the surface. And so our scanner can detect them in the cellular structures. And so this is what separates us and the capabilities of what we can do from modern medicine.
From vibrations.
It measures it through using energy and vibration. Energy has to do with fluid dynamics, mm-hmm. and vibrations. And so how it works is it measures with the amount of fluid in each cell, it measures the vibration. And so with that vibration, generates a frequency. And so there's a standard frequency if everything is functioning normally. And so if there's not enough fluid, that cellular function is not working to 100%. And so what compromises that fluid dynamics is most of the time has to do with microorganisms consuming the fluid. And so some people we've seen that people have might be drinking a gallon of water a day, but they can't rehydrate their tissue. And so what we do is we go in and look at why. And so 99.9% of the time, it's because microorganisms are consuming more fluid than they can actually get into the tissue. It's microorganisms build biofilms to prevent fluid from getting into their tissues as well. And so we've developed techniques. We've developed ways to break down biofilm. We've developed ways to actually start to weaken those microorganisms, improve the cellular function. Mm-hmm. And so it's been working. Everyone's had a 100% positive benefit. And so we just keep going. And Kathy and I, we are so in depth of just how this program works. We're working on this constantly, trying to improve our approach to it. And it's just continually evolving in ways that we never anticipated. And we're really, really happy, pleased, and excited about all the transformations people have made in such a short amount of time. It's truly impressive.
So is this month like Derek's war on parasites? Because you're offering a parasite bundle. That's on your website right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, what's the parasite bundle?
Parasite bundle is Parablast, which is a proprietary formula I developed based on what we found with the bioresonance scanner. So it uses ivermectin and mebendazole as the active ingredients. We also added MSM and ALA, which improves our nervous system. And, of course, the amino acid complex, which activates the brain. And what we have found is that ivermectin and mebendazole, they actually paralyze parasites, and they slowly degrade their body, which is a little different than how organic components work.
Oh, that's awesome.
So organic components kind of freak out the parasites. And so, they kill them eventually also. But what in that process, the parasites dump the toxins. And so this is where I actually view something like ivermectin and mebendazole to be much more efficient, because the body of the parasites actually break down before they get to our intestinal tract.
And how will that affect how you feel? How will that change your body after this is done?
Well, here's the interesting thing about parasites. Parasites consume hormones. And so parasites chew up melatonin, so it's in the pineal gland of the brain. Parasites chew up serotonin. So if people are depressed, there's a high probability that parasites are what's doing that. Serotonin is the happy, feel-good hormone. Parasites, I believe, chew up testosterone. Parasites chew up insulin. So anyone who's type 2 diabetic, we found that parasites are encapsulated in the pancreas. And if they're not in the pancreas, they are affecting the pancreatic A islets, is what produces insulin. And so no matter what, anyone who's pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, parasites are just buried around the ability to produce insulin. So anytime someone has a hormone deficiency and we go look at it through the scan and we go look at the cellular function around where those hormones are produced, parasites are just locked in. And so as we weaken those parasites, those hormones start to normalize again. And so it's
And how do you feel?
People absolutely transform their lives arguably within 2 or 3 sessions. They go from sluggish to from chronic fatigue to I feel like I have my life back in a very short amount of time.
So the Parasite Bundle has a group of your products that target specifically this problem.
Parablast kills the parasites. Mm-hmm. The Parabinder is what binds up the toxins, because we, over time, arguably we've had parasites in us for decades. Parasites collect heavy metals, they collect toxins, they store them.
They're just bad, aren't they?
What FDA says, we can have certain amount of toxins in our foods, but those micro amounts of toxins actually get collected. And so parasites in their biofilm collect them, which becomes part of their defense mechanism. That's why we become antibiotic resistant also. So they slowly collect traces of it, so then those antibiotics can't penetrate through the biofilm. And so they build this symbiotic system, a biofilm, and so it actually works with parasites, candida overgrowth, fungus, and mold. So they build their own ecosystem. They build their own immune system, which is called biofilm, so it makes it very challenging to actually penetrate it. And so this is why we have Parablast, we have the Parabinder, and then we have Miracle Liver, which also helps to break down breaks down candida overgrowth, fungus, mold, and helps to keep the kidney and liver clean, because that's what all the toxins have to go through those two organs. So that's the bundle right there.
All right. That's at brainhealthformulas.com. Look at what, the top of the page?
It's right at the top. So we either want the first or second row.
All right. These products are targeted to do away with the parasites create so much harm. The parasite bundle with, is it three different products in this?
Three products,
target the parasites. And we started talking about the bioresonance biofeedback scanner. Is this deal on where you're scanning and printing 9 body parts for parasites, bacteria, candida, fungus, mold, virus, and more for only $60?
That's right. We're going to keep doing that. We want people to be aware you can get this data. And so it's a relatively cheap price. It's a lot of information. Yeah. And so at least people have information of, they can get to the cause of what might be causing their health issues. And so this most likely explains almost everything everyone's going through. If they're having health issues, if they're having fatigue, if they're having something like long COVID, autoimmune disorders, it's all locked up in this.
All right, folks. So during the break here, go to brainhealthformulas.com and look up the bioresonance biofeedback scanner. It shows and tells it all. But again, the parasite bundle, top of the webpage at brainhealthformulas.com, value priced too.
For all of it, yeah.
I mean, that's what a bundle usually is.
That's right. It's a $50 discount.
$50 discount. Yep. Okay, cool. And can you make an appointment for the bioresonance biofeedback scanner on the website?
No, yeah, we actually like to do that on the phone, so people can call.
Numbers on the site.
Yep, numbers on the site. People can call. The number is 775-634-7789, and it's also on the website. It's also on the flyers. All the information is there. And so people can purchase the scans on the website, and then we'll call you to schedule an appointment.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. By the way, how is Spider-Man?
Oh, my. That is the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen. I mean, it was a fantastic movie. It was a great plot, great storyline. It really surprised me. It was fantastic.
Well, there you go, folks. And this is from the guy who did not like Supergirl. So he knows what he's talking about, right? You are a very critical connoisseur of these Marvel movies, I guess.
I do like the Marvel movies.
Okay.
And the Spider-Man
rules.
It was a good one. It's a really good movie. I was surprised.
Okay, Derek. Okay, settle down.
Okay.
Back shortly, one more segment with Derek Lee. And coming up, she's appearing at the Silver Legacy. It's Jackie Fabulous we're going to have after 10 o'clock, and then we'll get to your local issues starting at 10:30 to noon. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:47.
Live streaming at 99.1FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local, brainhealthformulas.com. Host Derek Lee is here. One more segment. I am just running on fumes, my friend. These concerts, we're going to a party tonight at the Elm Estate. We're going to see a concert on Sunday. I think that's at UNR, the Jazz Orchestra. My speech a couple of nights ago, and I had to write that thing too. So I'm not getting enough sleep at all. Also, the cats getting me up at 5 a.m. because I don't know. But anyway, I don't think there's anything in your bag of tricks that can solve the feeling of being just flat out worn out and empty is all I can describe it as.
You know, John?
The bag of tricks. What's in it?
Bag of tricks would be restoring Dopexil.
Okay. You're serious?
Yeah. That really helps the brain to balance itself. It really helps
It does.
It does.
Well, I always take it, Daryl and Derek, I'm sorry. I always take it before the show, and today I forgot, and I just took it like 10 minutes ago. So I religiously take Dopexil. It does smarten up my brain.
Yeah.
It really does. Now, why do you have Restore and Dopexil here?
Because Restore activates the brain, Dopexil activates the production of dopamine. And so when you combine activation of the brain with activation of dopamine, they're synergistic. to actually compound the benefits. Just taking Dopexil is just going to produce dopamine. When you combine activating the production of dopamine with activating the brain, then the brain can actually push the dopamine to where it needs to go. And so it actually becomes a delivery system, a delivery mechanism. Dopamine is a primary hormone for an efficient nervous system. So that's our electrical system. And so just producing dopamine, if our receptors are tired, worn out, then it kind of doesn't know where to go. When we can activate the brain and activate dopamine, then we can distribute dopamine much more efficiently. So there's a very synergistic approach to what happens when you take both of these at the same time.
I thought that dopamine was a limited supply. This is the problem with like drugs, that you take the drug, it gives you the burst of dopamine, but you empty your brain's storage of dopamine,
that's
and
right.
Then you come down. How is your product different? Dopexil gives you dopamine, right?
Yep.
Well, doesn't that exhaust what's in the brain?
No, because the way I built the formula is that actually is rebuilding the receptors at the same time. And so we actually have, it's a positive-positive. So we can activate the production of dopamine, and we actually put more effort into rebuilding the receptors. So we always are building a surplus at the same time as activating the production of. So we're actually putting more effort into rebuilding receptors than we are of activating the production of
the
dopamine.
The receptors.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That's why I built it the way I did. So people who take Dopexil, some people only take one capsule of Dopexil a day, and that sustains them for 12 hours straight.
That's what I do.
And so what? As we age, for every decade we're alive, our production of dopamine decreases by 50% each decade. So the older we get, the less dopamine we produce no matter what we do. Mm-hmm. And so we always become deficient. So when we have a deficient electrical system, a deficient nervous system, our immune system also does not respond the same way it does when we were younger. So if we can improve our nervous system, aka electrical system, then our immune system is more receptive it gives our immune system the ability to react more appropriately versus misreact or misfire. So this is actually the critical part of having proper dopamine production.
All right, so at brainhealthformulas.com, look for Restore and look for Dopexil. If you missed our first segment, on the website, right up there on top is the Parasite Bundle. It's value priced. You save $50, three products that target the parasites that we all have. Some people have more than others, and they can become a real problem. One more thing, natokinase formula.
Yeah,
Why do you want to talk about natokinase this morning?
Because natokinase is a single product that can actually break down biofilms in the gut, biofilms in the muscle cells. Parasites lodge themselves in muscle tissue. And so then once they lodge themselves in muscle tissue, that's what forms a cyst in the muscle cell or anywhere in the body. And so what happens is once a parasite larva gets into a muscle cell and starts to build the cyst, that cyst is actually a shell of biofilm. Natokinase can break down that biofilm. Natokinase is proven to actually break apart atherosclerosis. And so people can reduce heart arrhythmia, heart palpitations, lower blood pressure. And so that's kind of what natokinase is good for. There's a million studies that proves that. Joe Rogan's had people on that shows the same studies. There's a ton of doctors that are huge advocates of natokinase because it truly reverses atherosclerosis, breaks down biofilms in the gut and the body, and even breaks down biofilms in the brain, and also reduces atherosclerosis in the brain as well.
So you're one of the pioneers of this, because I expect this is going to be the next hot thing, and all the shelves at like Costco and everything is going to have this product. You were the first to bring it up. Natokinase formula, and it's on your website, brainhealthformulas.com. What's in it?
Natokinase is in it. That's fermented soybeans. In Japan, that's one of the big factors. I believe Japan has such a long lifespan because they eat fermented soybeans on a regular basis.
They do? How do they eat it? Paste or something?
It's okay. Fermented soybeans. I don't know. Huh. But that's what I believe contributes to their long life. So that's just where natokinase is extracted from fermented soybeans. And so there's there's that. I forgot where we were going, so I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, easy to find on the website, but we're wrapping up here. So the Parasite Bundle, folks, and also the Bioresonance Biofeedback Scanner, the deal on that, 9 body parts are scanned and printed for parasites, bacteria, candida, fungus, mold, virus, and more. $60, and you spend like a whole half hour with people on this, right?
Yeah. It only takes about 10 minutes to do the scan, and we spend the rest of the time explaining why and how and how it can be affecting the each individual. Yeah.
And you give them the printouts too.
Yeah, we give them the printouts of every single microorganism that is affecting that specific area in the body.
I was just talking to somebody yesterday. He told me, I'm going to get that.
Yeah. So, we get a lot of calls every day.
Yeah.
People looking, just want answers. Just want to understand why their body's not functioning the same way it used to.
So the phone number's on the website, but what is it again?
775-634-7789. If anyone has any questions in regards to the bioresonance scanner or any products, feel free to call. I'm happy to answer any and all questions.
All right. Check out brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, always a pleasure.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure as well.
Looking forward to your next movie review.
All right.
Now, Supergirl bad, Spider-Man good. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
All right. Up next, it's Jackie Fabulous, comedian. That's her name, Jackie Fabulous, appearing at Silver Legacy next, 99.1 FM Talk in Reno. Stand.